joyful and triumphant. O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Highest, most holy, light of light eternal, born of a virgin, a mortal he comes. Son of the Father, now in flesh appearing, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exaltation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to
the congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ, King who comes to save us. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 9. The congregation participates in the reading with reading those lines in bold print. For to us a child is born,
to us a son is given,
and the government shall be upon his shoulder,
and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and of peace,
there will be no end.
On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it,
with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear.
The angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
The congregation may be seated. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." We sing "Hark the Herald Angels Sing."
The herald angels sing, "Glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic host proclaim.
Peace.
In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word translated as angel is malak. The Old Testament word has the general meaning a messenger. In the New Testament, the Greek words for angel is agalos, which also means a messenger. The Bible teaches that angels are messengers from God. We read from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Some kinds of plants are called evergreen. Evergreen bushes and trees are always green. They do not lose their leaves or turn colors in the fall. They stay green. Their leaves or needles of an evergreen tree always stay green and alive, no matter if it is summer, winter, fall, winter, or spring. Think about that. Summer, fall, winter, or spring. Green. Alive. The traditional Christmas tree is an evergreen tree and reminds us that God promises everlasting life through faith in Jesus. God's promises never change, no matter what happens in our life. We have this responsive reading from John 11. First, the men together. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again."
Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day."
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world."
We sing "Angels from the Realms of Glory" as printed in bulletin. Christmas wreath. A Christmas wreath is a circle. A circle has no end and no beginning. A circle reminds us of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who has no beginning and no end. One of the names of Jesus is the Alpha and Omega, which shows that he is more than everything in the alphabet, more than A to Z. Jesus is more than any human word or description can hold. He has no beginning and no end. We have the reading from Revelation chapter 21. Our Lord Jesus showed to St. John the great victory he would give his people. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment.
The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son."
A candle. And here we can look at this Christ candle that we just lit. Jesus said,
"I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
The Christmas star and Christmas presents. And here is a responsive reading again from Matthew chapter 2. Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him."
After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was.
When they saw the star, they rejoice exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him.
Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be born of the Virgin Mary. Thank you, dear Jesus, for being born of Mary for me.
Dear Jesus, thank you.
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for growing up in this world. Thank you for teaching and healing many people. Thank you for dying on the cross to pay for my sins.
Dear Jesus, thank you.
Dear Jesus, thank you for rising from the dead and giving me life everlasting with you in heaven.
Dear Jesus, thank you.
Dear Jesus, help me not to think about decorations and parties and presents so much that I forget about you. Teach me to remember Christmas decorations and symbols point to you and your love for me and my family.
Dear Jesus, thank you.
Dear Jesus, thank you for all who take care of me, my parents, grandparents, and all my family, firefighters and police, doctors and nurses, farmers and store workers, factory workers and truck drivers, mayors, town councils, our governors, president, and all other people in government, all our military like soldiers, sailors, pilots, and Marines. Dear Jesus, keep them all safe and give them a good Christmas.
Thank you, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus, bless me and my family this Christmas. Keep us safe. Keep us believing in you.
Thank you, dear Jesus.
Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quail.